We've all heard the stereotypical phrase from older generations telling us, oh, kids these days, they're just so lazy. My parents probably heard it from their parents. I heard it from my parents. And if you're younger, you're probably hearing it from your parents. And I never understood that. I never agreed with it. So I've just noticed over the last 6 months to a year how often I run across younger people than me, and I'm 31, how motivated they are and how willing they are to work hard. And a lot of times I think they just need role models that are pushing them and setting a high standard. I don't think we have an overflowing amount of young, lazy young people. I think we might have a more of an issue with older people that are lazy and not setting a good example. But I do want to tell you this story because it's one that it inspired me witnessing it. 3 months ago, I was at the gym training and it was shoulder day. And anyone that knows me knows before I start my shoulder day, I do a very standard warm-up. After I get off the treadmill, I like to do side lateral raises, 100 reps with a 5-pound plate. This just gets really great blood flow in my delts and gets me ready for training. And it's not easy. I had to build my way up to it. Definitely worth it though. So if you're someone that lifts weights, implement it. Well, anyways, while I was doing this one day 3 months ago, this high schooler is there and he's watching me. And he pulls me aside. I don't know him. He doesn't know me. And he's like, hey man, why are you doing that? What's the benefit? So I explained it to him. Didn't think much of it. And then about a month or so later, I'm at the gym and he comes up to me and he's all excited. And he's like, hey man, do you remember me? I'm like, of course I remember you. You're the guy that asked me why I do my psycho side lateral training, warm-up exercise. And he just gushes about how he's been implementing it and it's been really great, you know, especially for some of the benefits as a baseball player, keeping his shoulders warmed up for a lift. And then throughout that workout for like the next 40 minutes, every so often he would ask me more questions on how to target his triceps or how to do this or whatever. And then finally, at the end of his workout, as I'm about to walk out of the gym, he asks me to put him through an arm day finisher. Like he really wants to be pushed. So from my perspective, I'm seeing this young person who's hungry, right? I know people that are full grown adults that won't go ask for help, that are too insecure or worried about what someone would think to ask someone to help them or push them. Here, this kid is at like 18 years old and he's just hungry for more and he's looking for someone to push him. So I push him through an arm day finisher and there was a really funny moment where I told him, hey, you're only gonna do 15 reps right here. When he gets to 14 and when he gets right to the 15th rep, I already knew I'm making him go to 20. He doesn't know that yet though. So when he gets the 15th rep and he barely gets it, I tell him, all right, let's go for 20. But there was a satisfaction for me there, seeing him look a little tired, look a little beat up and say, and lock back in and be like, no, okay, challenge accepted. And I love seeing that from a younger person. I love that story. It inspired me. It inspired me to go hard the next day in my workouts. And I think about that a lot when people say young people, they're lazy or they're not motivated. I just totally disagree. I'm always reassured at how hungry young people are. They're just looking for more role models. So we got to stop with that. Young people are lazy and really start holding their role models accountable, their teachers, their parents, right? If you have lazy parents that are fat and out of shape, the kids are going to take after that. If you have parents that they don't have aspirations or goals in life, their kids probably aren't going to have aspirations and goals in life. If we don't have teachers and coaches that are holding the standard high, well, they're not really putting the foundation for these kids because they will meet them. Kids will meet those standards. Whatever you set, if you set them low, they'll meet those. If you set them high, they'll meet those too. So we need to put pressure on our role models, on our teachers, coaches, parents. We need high achieving young people to be reassured that what they're doing is worth it, that they can reach their goals, that they should have goals, and that they should be hungry, and reinforce that by setting the standard high and helping them meet it. That's what today's about. That's the message. As always, keep getting after it. Until next time.